It's been announced today that NZME has been declined an interim injunction by the High Court that would have allowed it to have an exclusive negotiation period with Nine Australia over buying its rival stuff. What does that all mean? It's quite complicated. To give us the lowdown on the complex story so far, we're joined by Hayden Donnell from RNZ Media Watch. Hi, Hayden.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Kia ora, nice to talk to you. How did we get in this mess?
Well, I'll give you the short story first. So this kind of started last Monday when NZME released a statement to the NZX saying it was in an exclusive negotiation with Stuff Zone and Nine to buy stuff for $1. And it was a back and forth affair. So Stuff responded saying, walked away from those negotiations last week. NZME said, get what you're saying here. But we are, to our understanding, still in an exclusive negotiation. And then NZME took Stuff to court to essentially, assess that point or prove that point.
Yeah, because you would think that if someone was offering you a dollar for your business and you were not interested, you would have the right to say no thanks and walk away.
Yeah, so NZME's argument was that it entered this exclusive negotiation with Stuff on April 23 and that was still valid. Stuff obviously didn't agree and they fought that out in court. And Stuff's argument was essentially that something radically changed with this negotiation and it's no longer valid.
Who owns Stuff?
So Stuff's owner is Nine Entertainment. It's one of the big Australian media entertainment firms, and it sort of actually acquired Stuff almost sort of by accident when it took over Fairfax Media, Stuff's previous owner. And it's been basically saying that it wants to sell Stuff for several years now. It's sort of said that it will sell the company to the highest bidder, and that hasn't happened. Though NZME has made several attempts, and those are ongoing.
Why does NZ... You say NZME, I seem to say NZME. It's NZME, is it?
Yeah. Oh, I think, no, Colin says NZME as well. I'm sorry. It's probably NZME. You're correct. I'm wrong.
Okay. It's a bit of a silly one. So why does NZME want to buy Stuff?
So it has been trying to buy Stuff for years now. This might seem a little bit like Back to the Future, like people are going, didn't this already happen? So they've been trying since 2016 to buy Stuff. They got knocked back by the Commerce Commission. They appealed that to the High Court. They appealed it to the Court of Appeal. That all got turned down. Then they tried again, asking to put Stuff in a different arrangement, basically in a subsidiary company that would protect its newsrooms. That hasn't been successful as yet, and this is its latest attempt. And the reason it wants to do that is essentially so that it can scale up its market share and compete with the tech giants, Facebook and Google, which are robbing it of its ad money.
So what about that price, though? Why just a dollar? Why don't you and I chip in a dollar each, Hayden, and we'll outbid them?
Yeah, so I mean, it does seem low for the biggest website in New Zealand, doesn't it? Of course, we would probably struggle then to pay the salaries of this huge newsroom that Stuff operates, but you're right. Together, we could probably cobble together $2. So the $1 thing is actually a bit of a point of contention and for Stuff, and because they actually argued in court that NZME was essentially trying to run down the business, to devalue it, to say that it wasn't worth that much, and that this $1 price tag was insulting in some ways. And that they'll say, we made $28 million last year, you know, revenues are down, it's a hard time, but this is still a valuable business, a valid business. And so that $1 price tag, you know, NZME is just saying this is a dying company, we're trying to take over, we're trying to save the jobs that are there. Stuff saying, you're trying to run us down, we're your competitor, and you are basically being spurned, and you are taking action against that by trying to make us appear like we're not a viable business.
So what's the significance of this latest development, this breaking news alert I got today that this interim injunction had been declined?
Surely, after all this time, it's got to be close to the end of the line for an NZME Stuff merger. Oh, the Stuff Me merger, let's call it that. That's the term coined by Tim Murphy at Newsroom. So, I mean, it's been a really long road, but the blood, there seems like there's just a lot of bad blood there now. And I don't know if you read it, but there was a column by Stuff's political editor, Luke Malpass, last week, and it was just blistering in this very Australian style that we don't often get in New Zealand. Just basically, I'll give you a couple of quotes. It says that NZME's effort to force the sale was a cack-handed attempt by an indebted media octopus. And it said... also, so the significance, this goes to significance. This column also said, it is understood that Nine's attitude is now that it will sell its Kiwi arm to anyone but NZME. So you'd have to say NZME has actually withdrawn its attempt to sell, to buy stuff following this court decision. And it does look like it's possibly the end of the line, though never say never with NZME's attempts to take over stuff. We are looking at either a different buyer or another course of action from Stuff from here on out.
And in your new role as media overlord, Hayden, are you able to offer an opinion as to whether it would be good for everyone if they did in fact merge, or whether it would be a bad thing?
It would only be an opinion in the arrangement that was proposed, where Stuff's newsrooms were going to be protected in a separate subsidiary, and that their staffing levels were going to be at an agreed upon rate. I mean, that did seem like at least a way of preserving jobs that are still at risk, because COVID-19 has obviously decimated the ad funding model, and it has taken away a huge proportion of these people's revenue. Sinead Boucher at Stuff and Shane Curry appeared before the Epidemic Response Committee a few weeks ago, and they basically said 50% of our ads are gone. So, you know, that's got to put jobs at risk, and maybe this merger would give them runway. And that's all it was, right? It was... their ad model is essentially on the rocks. Ads are not funding media in the same way that they were. Facebook and Google is taking that money. But the merger would have given them time, basically, to sort themselves out and to adjust their funding model so that they could save more journalism jobs. So maybe it would have worked, but it was probably at this stage a bit too late for it to really be effective.
Okay. Hey, nice to talk to you. You're doing a great job, Hayden. I enjoyed your interview with Rebecca White, the editor of New Zealand Geographic, a weekend or two ago, talking about the importance of magazine, longer-form journalism during a crisis. I thought that was so fascinating.
Yeah, and talking about Bauer's shutdown, obviously robbing us of huge amounts of that longer-form, more considered synthesizing of information. And that Bauer shutdown has really, I guess, put a shockwave into the industry, right? It's shown that maybe these companies aren't bluffing here. Maybe NZME, Stuff, MediaWorks, all of these companies genuinely are in trouble, and that they could actually shut down if government intervention isn't forthcoming or an adjustment to their funding model isn't forthcoming.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hayden Donnell, who's producer with RNZ Media Watch.